It's time to have a little fun, gals. Let's lighten up in Snippet Land today. Welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, where we elevate the mindset to trade hangovers for higher consciousness, one powerful snippet at a time. Today it's a light one, a fun snippet. I'm Becca Jacobson. Welcome to Snippet Land, and today is Saturday, what we call Sanctuary Saturday, where we address those of you in the first year of your journey without alcohol. Well, today is for all of you. I'm going to challenge myself and give you what I've decided to call 10 micro shifts in 10 minutes. I have my timer in front of me, gals, and I have 10 little micro shifts, simple little shifts you can make, and I'm going to deliver them in 10 minutes. And that means, I'm sure you can do the math yourself, that I have 60 seconds per idea to talk to you about it. Are we ready? I'm ready. So 10 minutes, 10 micro shifts. Let me just get the old stopwatch going here. Turn on the phone, wake it up. There it is. Okay. I am starting the stopwatch now. 10 micro shifts in 10 minutes direct from Snippet Land. Number one, the 2% softer rule. Every moment you can soften by 2%, not 100. What does this mean? In each moment is the opportunity to just pause and allow yourself to settle a little bit. It doesn't have to be a big production where you realize, oh, I'm stressed, I'm anxious, I'm worked up, I'm going to have to make some time to settle down later. No, right in the moment, you can soften by even 2% and feel better in 2 seconds. Honestly, take a deep breath, exhale with that mouth open, and you're already feeling better. So that, my dears, is the 2% softer rule. And we even have 10 seconds left to take a breath. Ready? Beautiful. That's 60 seconds. Number two, name the feeling, not the story. Name the feeling, not the story. What do I mean by this? When you're feeling emotional or when you're feeling stressed or anxious, the nervous system is aroused, right? Triggered in one way or another. Instead of worrying about why, oh, I'm thinking about that, or I'm thinking about that person or this thing or this came up, or it's because of this or that, forget about the story and just name the feeling. What exactly are you feeling in that moment? And you can even go farther and locate that feeling in the body. So don't worry about what's causing it. Just recognize, oh, I'm feeling anxious. I'm feeling stress. I'm feeling emotionally aroused. Sometimes we're not even sure what we're feeling. But the key here is to name the feeling instead of the story. Number three, place a hand on your heart. Gals, just stop in the moment and touch your own body. When we put a hand on our heart, the body responds. The body responds to touch before thought. Did you know that? It responds to touch more than thought. And not only that, but it responds to words. So a gentle hand on your heart and whispering, I'm safe, that is very powerful. Or whispering, I'm okay. Or even whispering the word, settle. One word, one touch in 10 to 15 seconds and you can settle the body. But put the hand on the heart and allow yourself to feel love for yourself. We don't do this enough and it's very, very powerful. So number three is placing a hand on your heart and saying a gentle word of encouragement to yourself. Number four, we're right on schedule here time-wise. Number four, ask, what do I need right now? Instead of, what's wrong with me? Just ask yourself, what am I needing in this moment? Instead of, what's wrong with me? What's going on? Now, the answer might pop back, I need a drink. That's not going to work, is it? So we want to dig a little deeper than that. If the answer is, what I need right now is a glass of wine, it's time to learn other strategies. You really should have, if you're in that, especially in that first year, you should have by now tools in the toolbox that replace that wine, and they should be right at your fingertips. So ask yourself, what do I need in this moment? instead of constantly asking yourself, what is wrong with me? I asked myself that all the time because I figured I was badly broken and badly screwed up because I couldn't get alcohol, right? Nothing's wrong with you, dear. Sometimes you just need something. Number 5. Micro wins matter more than big declarations. Listen, gals, it is not the big, gigantic moments in our lives that changes our lives. It is the monotonous, moment-by-moment showing up in life that changes everything. It is the thoughts you think over and over again during the day that decide the course of your life. The micro moments matter more than big declarations. So what is the general theme of your stream of consciousness? What is the general thoughts running through your mind day by day, moment by moment, day in and day out? Are these positive thoughts? Is it a positive stream? Is it negative? Is it fearful? If you're aware of this, you can start to shift it. So micro wins matter more than big declarations. Number 6, and we're entering the fifth minute. Sit with one craving for 60 seconds. You will notice that it peaks and it passes away naturally. Now, this doesn't have to be a craving for alcohol, any kind of craving. If you're worrying about sugar, if you're worrying about doom scrolling, if you're worried about screen time, whatever, in that first year of sobriety, we're usually doing something more than we want to be. I'm not saying stop, I'm saying sit with it for 60 seconds. Just allow yourself to feel what it feels like to want that thing before you actually reach out and take it. Sit with it for a moment, go, well, what does this really feel like? Right now I want to turn on my phone and I want to start scrolling social media. Well, what does that feeling feel like? In 60 seconds, you just might end that feeling altogether. You never know. Number 7. Future you is always available. Future you is always available. And you can ask her a question. Ask her one question today. Who is future you? She could be next week, next month, next year. I do hope you have a vision of her. Future self work is something we talk about quite a bit here in Snippet Land. Maybe I should do a snippet on that in the near future. But the future you is always available to reach back and give you a piece of advice. Ask her a question. What do you need from me today? Or when you're at a moment of truth where you are might be reaching out towards something you're trying to get out of your life. Ask yourself, what would future self, what would future me want me to do in this moment? That's a very powerful question. If we're trying to show up as someone new in the future because we're growing, then we got to be asking ourselves, what does future me want right now? Go ahead and ask her. Number 8, you, my dear, are allowed to take up space. I think we often try and make ourselves small, especially because alcohol, whether it's in our past or in our current lives, alcohol makes us feel a sense of not good enough, not showing up as we should, a sense of regret, a sense of cognitive dissonance that we all experience. And even if our alcohol struggle is in the past, we can still experience wanting to be small. Listen, you're allowed to be there and you're allowed to take up space. It doesn't mean you have to be loud and obnoxious, but you are allowed to take up space even if you do it quietly. Be proud of yourself. Show up in your world. Put those shoulders back. Stick that chest out, take a deep breath, and be proud to be the beautiful, amazing, unique human being that you are. Number 9, breath reset. Nice long exhale, shorter inhale. There are several ways to reset that breath, but I want you using that breath, whether it's a square breathing or circular breathing, whatever it is. Please, please tell me that you've mastered at least one breathing technique that will settle that nervous system in the moment. You've mastered it to the point where you don't have to stop and ask yourself, now, how do I breathe? It just becomes automatic, especially if you're in that first year of sobriety. The breath should be right there, right in the moment, every single time you need it. You just grab for it without even having to think. You can do this through that nice deep belly breath, in through the nose, exhaling with the mouth open, settling the nervous system by stimulating the vagus nerve through in the throat. All of this I've taught in other episodes. Have a breath ready to go in any given moment. And number 10, as I count down in the 10th minute, disrupt the autopilot. Don't allow yourself to get on autopilot and just go through your life without self-awareness. Gals, self-awareness is the key to all our future growth. Are you watching yourself? Sometimes autopilot can be a physical thing. Get up and move to a different chair. Sit in a different chair. Move to a different room. Move to a different space. Get off autopilot any way you need to. Wake yourself up, shake yourself up, and remind yourself that you're not allowing yourself to get into any kind of new rut and move through life on autopilot. Growth is really important, but please remember this. We don't have to do this through massive struggle and strain all the time. It can be done gently and easily. 3, 2, 1, bam, that was 10 minutes. That was 10 micro shifts in 10 minutes. My timer's running. I know I was right on schedule. Hey, I'm kind of proud of myself. That was fun, gals. I hope you got something out of that. I certainly don't expect you to remember all of them. Of course, you could replay this with a notebook. But gals, I hope something jumped out at you today that helps you on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday in December as we end, oh my goodness, come into the last week before Christmas. Things are ramping up. Energies are high. If you have to, listen to this one again. Grab a strategy that you can use and carry it with you through the rest of the holiday season. And if you want more from Snippetland, you can go to the show notes today and sign up for Sober Living Letters, and you'll be getting goodies from me every single week. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.